Okay, good evening, everybody, and thank you so much for joining us tonight. Tonight, Baruch Hashem, we're going to be learning the end of Siman Shin Chav Gimel, Se'ifim, Ches, Tes, and Yud. This is page Kuf Nun Hey Amar Aleph in the Mishnah Berura. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Kol Sheshos Bo'in Yehudi Mutal Adicha L'Divrei HaKol. If you had a cup of wine that a non-Jew drank from, you're allowed to rinse that kos on Shabbos. Why would I think you're not allowed to rinse the kos on Shabbos? So the concern is that it's Aser right now, because there's Yayin, there's Tam Yenam in there, and Einu Yehudi was drinking from it. So now you're going to make it mutter, so that's going to be tikkun mana. You're fixing the coast. So says the Mishmaros of Kol Named Zayin, Yayin Afsha Below Adacha Asul Lishamish Bo. He was drinking wine in it, so without rinsing it, you wouldn't be allowed to use it. Afilu Achi Lo Mikrim Yisakin Al Yedeza. But that's not called tikkun. Toguva Kli Heteru. The coast is mutter. VaYayin Oso. It's just the presence of wine in it that makes it prohibited. Ukshemasiro Einu Misakno. And when you remove the wine, you're not really fixing the coast. Elikemesmi Menu Dovra Maos. It's like cleaning off something that's disgusting or dirty from the coast. But if you know that you don't need the coast for the rest of Shabbos, then you're not allowed to rinse it out, like we said earlier, because that's hachana. And the coast is not muktzah. You're allowed to be metaltal even without rinsing it out. And even if the coast has little crumbs of bread that the non-Jew had soaked in the wine, it's still mutter to move the coast, and it's not considered, the coast is not considered a bustle to davar aser for the mukta crumbs, because the crumbs are bottle to the pas. It shouldn't say pas, that's a typo. It should be hakos, that I see on the bottom it says Hakos. Okay, good. So the Purim are batel to the coast. So therefore it's not considered a bustle. Kasa b'chumas hadashen. Once we're on the topic of being mevatel something, so Chumash Deshan says, "Dein levatel iser b'Shabbos." You're not allowed to take an iser and be mevatel it on Shabbos by making, adding more heter, making like shishim against the iser. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Dein lechakit tikkun gadol mizeh, because it was treif before, right? You had some milk fell into your chicken soup, and it's like a 3-to-1 ratio of chicken soup to milk. So you can't just add a ton more chicken soup to make it a 60-to-1 ratio, because the chicken soup was treif, and now you're making it kosher. We have to be our day asim tzaditasiv about. And even though we paskin in Yoredeya, even on a weekday, you're not allowed to be mevatel iser lechatchila. Afilu im iser drabanan, even if it's an iser drabanan, meaning even if there's already a taroves, you're not allowed to add to change the ratio of the taroves to create bittel. So the main nafkamina that you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos, you're never allowed to do that. Mikol makom nafkamina linin yavish biyavish in sair v'chad betray the bechol yachal osav alav ad shishim kedei levatel. Nafkamina would be if, let's say, you have two kosher pieces of meat and one treif piece of meat, and it's yavish biyavish, they're not blended together, so really it's batal on the daraisa level. So midrabanan, though, you require shishim, so that you're allowed to do during the week. You're allowed to add 58 more pieces of kosher meat in order to be mevatel the treif meat. That you're allowed to do during the week, but not on Shabbos, because that's going to be misakein. B'Shabbos v'yom tov asur mishum demikri misakein. A detail that it happens to be, if the Isser is already destroyed, it's already all burnt up, then you're allowed to be Mevatel Isser by changing the ratio. Even if the Taroves happened on Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to assess whether you have a 60-to-1 ratio, if you didn't realize that there was a mixture until Shabbos. But you're only allowed to make that assessment with your mind, or with giving eyeballing it, but to actually physically measure it, you're not allowed to do. Avagav the medida de mitzvah shari hachanira kemisaki bosa ma'isa biyadayim. Even though normally you're allowed to measure things for the sake of a mitzvah, but this looks like a tikkun because you're doing a ma'isa biyadayim. Kosam Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham writes the yavish biyavish in sair v'chad betray. If you have a mixture of two dry things, yavish biyavish, that's one in two that's mixed together, mutul lahashlich echad me'an lahatir acherim. So the halacha is, when you have a mixture of yavish biyavish, it's batel barov, and you're allowed to eat them, but you have to get rid of one of them. So you're allowed to get rid of one of them so that you could eat the other two. And that's not called tikkun. Tikkun deinu ela chumra bi'alma, because since it's only a chumra to get rid of one of them, the medina kol she'nechal adam echad shari, because meikra adin, as long as you have three different people eat the three different pieces, it's all mutter. You just can't have one person pile up all three hamburgers and have a big sandwich out of it. So al kein lo aviza ki misakin. Therefore, it's not misakin. Sakin treifa, if you have a treifa knife, you want to use the knife to cut challah, where you need to rinse it off in order to be allowed to do that, which means you really need to scrub it well, you can't just rinse it. You should not do that on Shabbos, because the knife that was used, we assume, for treif, we assume that there's some shamnunis on the blade, and the level of scraping and scrubbing that you need to do, that's called being misaking the knife. Moving on to Se'if Tes. Mutter l'shafshef ha-kelim b'kol davar chutz mikli kesef begartikun. You're allowed to scrub kelim with anything, any type of cleaner, except for silver kelim with gartikun. What is that? So Shulchan Aruch himself says, shu shimra yayin, it's wine sediment, k'shen nisyavshu, when it dries, v'niskashu, and hardens, v'mneshu memachik l'kli kesef shu rach. Because then it smooths out the silver kelim, because silver is a softer metal, and it will become smoothed out by these tough cleaners. So sifkat namelches, but called over. You're allowed to scrub it with anything else. Vafilu benesav chol, even with sand and things like that. Kishi yichel makom yibod yom shein mukta. As long as it's not mukta sand, it's sand that you designated from before Shabbos for this purpose. Vinir de davka kshoya chol megubel b'mayim erev Shabbos or shalokei chata chol beli taroves mayim. But that's only if you don't have to mix the sand with water right now. Olhebuch shnos neharbe mayim shleiz tabe klala chol echel. Because if you have to mix the sand with water right now, then it's going to be lush. It's going to be a violation of kneading. But you are allowed to pick up the sand with moist hands. Even though when it comes to other cleaners, other cleansing agents, it might also smooth out the silver. But that's a it's not your intention. But when you use this cleansing agent that's mentioned by the Shulchan Aruch, it's also because having psik reshe, because it's not that it might or likely will scrape it down. It will. The Maril didn't allow rubbing some type of grain on glass to shine it up, but it's not clear why. He says it could be that they only allowed scrubbing kalim that in order to clean them was mutter, but they didn't let you take a kli that was already clean and then just make it glisten. That was not permissible. Chutz mikli kesef, we said the only thing you're not allowed to scrub is kli kesef with this gartikon. V'shar kalim afilu begartikon nami shari. Other kalim that are not silver, that are not such a soft metal, you're even allowed to do with gartikon. And the yisur is again mipnei shumim machik, because it's going to smooth the kli itself, and therefore valkein also lahashchiz hasakin b'shabbos comes up all the time. You're not allowed to sharpen a knife on Shabbos. People sometimes have a knife sharpener in their house, and the meat's not cutting well, so can they sharpen the knife? So you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Af shalom bereichayim, even if you're not using a reichayim, a mill of some sort, rak be'etz, you're just using a piece of wood to sharpen it. Uchadome didome lememachik, because that's also similar to memachik in that it's smoothing out the surface of the knife. And finally, Sif Yud. I don't really totally get the Metzius over here, but he's saying you're not allowed to scrub salt on Kalim because the salt will melt or disintegrate or something. It's going to change form. And says Mishmuruv Doma L'Risa Kashelik V'Abarad. It's like melting ice or snow. Kumvor B'Sim Shinchav Siftes, which we spoke about earlier in Sim Shinchav. Ayn Shamata Mishmuruv Alkein Kosva Poskim Didavka Lochuf Ba'Melech Aser Avul Mutu Liten Amelech L'Mayim Shemadiach Behem Kelim. But you're not allowed to scrub the salt on the kli, but you could put the salt in water that you're going to rinse the kli in. Even though the salt will, what do they call it when the salt disintegrate? There's some another word. No, the salt becomes part of the water. It dissolves. There you go. Even though the salt is going to dissolve in the in the water, because that happens on its own. You just put the salt on the water and slowly it dissolves. Kemo sham, just like we said earlier, that you're allowed to put an ice cube in water, even though it's going to melt and it's going to dissolve, we're not worried about that. So to review what we learned tonight, we said that if a non-Jew drinks wine from a cup, you're allowed to rinse that cup on Shabbos. That is not considered a tikkun. We said you're not allowed to be mevatel an iser l'chadchila on Shabbos, even in cases that you would be allowed to do it during the week, and the Mishnah Berurah had to come up with what kind of case that would be. But if you have a tarovis of yavish biyavish, you're allowed to throw one of them out. That's not called a tikkun. Then in Siftes we said that you're allowed to scrub kalim with anything except for silver kalim with a particular type of cleansing agent that is a psik reshe, that it's going to smooth it. But anything that's short of a psik reshe that it's going to smooth it is going to be mutter. But for that reason, you're not allowed to sharpen knives, because that's also going to smooth the edge of the knife. And then in Sifyud we said that you're not allowed to scrub kalim with salt, because the salt will melt or dissolve when scrubbed vigorously, and that's going to be a violation of molid. But you're allowed to put the salt in the water where it will dissolve on its own, and then use that water to clean your kalim. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Simon Shin Chav Dalit. Thank you very much for joining.